And it's day three of the impeachment trial of President Trump. Democratic House managers, the prosecutors, will continue to lay out their case today that the president abused the power of his office by pressuring the president of Ukraine to conduct an investigation that would benefit the president politically, then obstructing Congress in their attempt to investigate that. The president tweeted Thursday that the Democratic case against him is loaded with lies and misrepresentations and called his impeachment trial the most unfair and corrupt hearing in congressional history. Ayesha Roscoe, White House reporter for NPR, is here. And Ayesha, yesterday, Adam Schiff's opening statement went on for more than 2 hours. Democrats saying President Trump, as we know, withheld this military aid, tried to get an investigation into the Bidens. For those supporting a conviction after this trial, there seemed to be overwhelming detail pointing to that. But Republicans are saying there was nothing new. Was there anything new?
There wasn't anything new. At this point, the Senate voted against allowing any new witnesses or evidence at this point. So what the House impeachment managers have been presenting is the information that the House gathered. But some Republicans are that seems to be a talking point among Republicans, is that they're saying they're not hearing anything new, that the Democrats are just repeating these arguments that they've heard for a long time. It's not clear, though, because of the fact that they aren't allowing new witnesses or new information, where you would get something new in this case. But what the House managers do seem to be trying to do is just lay out in detail the timeline of events that led to impeachment, and they're focusing, drilling down on certain aspects of the case. And they're also just talking broadly about the implications of impeachment and why they argue that this is about the future of the country and checks and balances on the executive branch.
Well, you mentioned witnesses. Yesterday, former Vice President Joe Biden said he would not be part of a witness swap. Republicans would call him or his son Hunter in exchange for testimony by these top Trump administration officials who were in the room when things happened. We spoke today with Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican of Ohio, and asked him about witnesses. Here's a bit of what he said.
I hope that there won't be witnesses called. But if you do, if you go down that road, if you start down the witness road, then you got to go all the way down it. You can't just say, the prosecution can call their witnesses, but the president can't call witnesses he might want. So if we're going to start down that road, I think you got to go all the way down it.
Well, and that, of course, implies meaning the Bidens. Ayesha, why wouldn't Democrats want Joe Biden called, for instance? World opinion at the time this all happened was that Joe Biden was actively rooting out a corrupt prosecutor because the prosecutor wasn't investigating enough. And it was noted at the time that Biden's son's job at a company did not look good, but wasn't impacting Biden's fight against corruption.
Well, what Democrats have said publicly is that they don't feel like Biden's testimony would be relevant. Their argument is that this is about President Trump and his decisions regarding Ukraine and his decisions to hold up aid. And that's what this is about. And that Biden couldn't speak to that, that this really isn't about what happened during the Obama administration. It's about what happened during the Trump administration. That said, it is true that if they are going to have witnesses at this trial, it seems like there's going to have to be some type of compromise, because they're not going to be able to get the support to do this without bringing over some Republicans.
Yeah. Representative Schiff closed his remarks last night by invoking former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch and former National Security Council official Fiona Hill, two diplomats who were key witnesses in the inquiry. And we know the claim is that some of President Trump's supporters tried to force Yovanovitch out. Here's what Schiff said.
They risked everything, their careers. And yes, I know what you're asked to decide may risk yours too. But if they could show the courage, so can we.
Now, Ayesha Roscoe, I know you're working hours on end on this. You are not, you know, going to bars in D.C. after the impeachment.
But
do you have a sense if any of what the Democrats are saying is moving any Republicans?
It, from what we've heard publicly, it doesn't seem that it's really moving the needle for Republicans. Of course, there are some Republicans who may be holding their cards closer to their chest and not letting everyone know how they're feeling. There are Republicans who are taking notes and seem to be taking everything in. So we don't know at this point if minds have really been changed. From what we've heard, it doesn't sound like it, but some people may be wanting to wait until they hear the entire case.
And of course, they're speaking to both Republicans there in the Senate gallery and to voters in the next election. You know, we don't yet know if there's been any impact there.
We don't know. I mean, before this came out, before the trial started, we've had a lot of polls that have shown that the country is really divided on what should happen here. And as with many issues right now, but that a majority of Americans do think that the president did something wrong. They may not agree that he deserves to be removed. And also that a majority of Americans did think that there should be more witnesses allowed and more evidence allowed at this trial.
Aisha Roscoe, White House reporter for NPR. Thank you.
Thank you.